So in the beginning stages of the sugya, that's some feel shtickle and easy to begin a kabur before going to old Rishayim Karoi, but we'll try to see if we could pick out some of the nidanim that we handled. So just to go over the tours of the Shmaitza over here, we have the Mishnah on Yudches that says that we have Machikas, the Rabbanan or Yosi, if you are Mechatech, going through Roiv Kana by Makim, that's Kasher, Shkita, and then your Magrim before you finish the Shkita. So the Machlika says that Rabbi Yosi holds his Kasher, and Rabbanan says no, until you go Al Pnei Kulay, until you have Al Pnei Kulay, it's going to pass all. And Pashas from Rashi over there, and Pashas the way I think Dayan learned was, is that it's talking about where you did Shnei Shlishim B'Kasheris, and then your Magrim afterwards. Maisa, the sugya we're busy with now, on your test, Mar brings down the Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, and the Mar brings down the first side of Rav Huna, is that, like we learned, that the first Shnei Shlishim is B'Kashrus, and that's where the Machlekes is, and if it would be Fakar, then Kuli Amma Maida, that would be Pasul. And Rav Chisda argues, Rav Chisda says no, Rav Chisda says that if it would be B'Oifin, that the first two Shnei Shlishim would be B'Kashrus, then you, even everyone HaKol Moed would be Kasher, because Rubi Kekulay, because of the Din, because of the Mishnah, the Gemara says Tanan, Rubi Shalachet Kamayu. The Gemara goes back and forth, and Dan says, Mechtezi, maybe that's Rabbi Yosi, how do you know the Rabbanu we mask him? By ask, the whole Kol Rubi of Kol Shas is Rabbi Yosi, and the Gemara says, no, Rubi the Shechita Kamina, Toma Shechita. Hakapanim, it's clear that in this tzad, this is the tzad of Rav Huna, that the Rabbanu do not have such a din of Rubi Kekulay over here by Shechita. And the Memela in our Mishnah, if you're Magrim, back to our Mishnah, if you're Magrim after Shnei Shlishim B'Kashrus, still passes up the rest of the, will pass up the Gansa Shechita. So, the Nidin, that Olam was dining, some of the Nechabur were dining, is that what happens with Fidar Abonon if you're not Magrim, the Shlish Achron. The last Shlish, if you don't do Agrama, what's going to be? So, Pashtas from this Gemara that I just read, in the Tzad of Rav Huna, the Gemara is saying that there's no Shechita. In Shechita, there's no Rubi Kekulay. So, side to side, whether you do Agrama, whether you don't do Agrama, it would pass. It wouldn't make a difference if you stopped before you were Magrim. And even if you stopped by Roiv, it wouldn't be Kosher. So Be'etzim is a hard, and there's ways to get out of this, but Be'etzim, yeah, you can ask, whatever, it's not going to be the main focus point, but Stam, why is the Mishnah talking about Agrama? If just talk about Stam. Stam have a machlekes about Roiv. Don't talk about Agrama. It's a mashma, there's something about Agrama over here. So you could be the Malcha, and you could say that no, let's bring out Chiddush of Rabbi Yosi, other Chiddushim, some people say, Akabonim, it's a horror that has to be dealt with, but it's just, leave that on the side for a second. But when Maisa, there's Rishonim and Mefurish that speak out that if you do Shnei Shlishim and you taka would stop there, you did the Roiv B'Kashrus, B'Ifin HaKashrus, B'Makam HaKashrus, that it would be Kasher. The Ritva speaks out first that even though the Rabbanan hold that you do Roiv, it would be Kasher, but over here you finished up, you did, in your Shechita we see Psol, so it's not Kasher. It's clear that if you would have stopped, that it would have been Kasher. And we have to deal with this Gemara. We'll talk about that in a second. But there's other sheets also. It's not just the Ritva. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down a strong tzad. This is the pshat that if you would have stopped, then the Rabbanu do hold the Rubi Kekulay over here. And I think that there's a very strong diak in Rashi itself on the Mishnah that Rashi, Shita's Rashi as well, is holds of this. That if you are Magrim, only because you are Magrim, that's why the Rabbanu are passing over here. But if you would have done Shnei Shlishim B'Kashrus, and that's it, and you would stop over there, then the Shechita would be Kasher. Where am I coming from? The Rashi and the Mishnah in Rabbanan, Rashi speaks out, Malei Achot, Rashi speaking out that you did the whole thing, and Rashi speaks out the other tzad, Avon Koidem, Shigomar as Kula, Higrim as Sasakan Sada Roish, Yotzim and Atabas, the Gomar as Ashkita, Lamalam Atabas, Ena Makam Shechita, Kula, whatever, he speaks out, Shiagram, Shinam, Mesh Messinai. Here's the key. Look, Rashi, Afal Pisha Nishchat Roiv Hakana B'Makam Shechita, even though you did Roiv Hakana B'Makam Shechita, the Rashi passed the Rabbanan, hoil the garment of Psal. So just a basic diak over here. What's Rashi talking about? What is roiv hakana bakam shchita do for us when Rabbanu don't hold a rubik kukulai by shchita? You don't need a bavarna. You could just say, and the ma'isa, you don't have the kol hakana shachet be makam kasher. What's going on here? Afal pisha nishchad roiv hakana bakam shchita pass around a hoyo the garment of soul. I think it's a klar diak over here that Rashi holds that if you would have not been magrim, then the shchita would be kasher. So, before we speak out the kasha from the Gemara in your test, how do we work this out? What's the pasuk shot over here in the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are holding over here that fidis rishonim, that if let's say you taka the shnei shlishim b'kasheras and you stop, then the shchita will be kasher. But now that you're a magrim, it's pasul. What's the pshat on that? It sounds like you have the regular din of rubrik kakulay, and now that I was magrim, it messed it up. What's the basic lumdos over here? Why can't I just say if I had rubrik kakulay without it, so then dal whatever the fact that I can, what does that have to do with it? I have rubrik kakulay. So maybe this could be just to get the regular din of rubrik kakulay for a second. If this is how they're these rishonim are understanding that the rabbanon would hold if you did shnei shlishim mekashros and you stopped over there, would be good. I was rubrik kakulay. That's a good clarify by every din of rubrik kakulay. What's the pshat? What's the pshat that rubrik kakulay? Call tarakula. Is it pshat? Let's say the din, but you need chaf gimel for bezdin. So is the pshat that when you have roiv bezdin acharav mahatas, you have pshat is that in the roiv, that's all you need. Once you do the roiv, so you have the kayach of everything that you need in the roiv. You have the kayach of the whole bezdin in the roiv, even though you don't be'etzim have the roiv. Or name, it's not pshat that you have everything in the roiv. You taka need chaf gimel. But the din of rubrik kakulay is that it will get you the chaf gimel. It will kill Chaim dances in Baba Kama that the kilu will like almost like a bittel to the other dayan come to the tzad of the roiv, and now you mamash have chaf gimel. But not pshat that the roiv is enough. Avada, you need a taka fear. The din fears always for you. It takes you from the roiv to the gans zach that you need, whatever it is. Same thing. Let's say by shchita, it's not pshat that you have. The pshat would be that in this second side that I just explained, that when you do roiv, let's say you do roiv kana, the pshat would be is that avada you need kol kana, but the roiv takes us and is gonna be, and the din is gonna see that you're cutting the whole thing b'payel in din from the because of the din of rubik kakulay, and that's what we'll have in front of us, and that's the way I think the veld goes, that's pshat. It's not avada you need to see up the kulay, and the din gives us that we would kilu fear ice, and you have the whole chav gimel in the bezin. You would have taka the whole chav gimel, and by shchit also, we would say is that you mamish the whole kana is cut. That's what the din does for us. So I'm kidding. We could explain the brahman like this: that in our sugya, with these rishonim that would hold that if you stop before you were magrim, it's kasher. Pshat is you have a rug over here, and we see in the kana that the ganze kana now is cut. The din of rubai cuts kilu. In din, it cuts the whole kana, and now in din, we have the whole kana cut b'faneinu. It's kiyu, it's chatach. So what happens over here? What happened was that he was magrim in the last shlish. So what do you want to say? You want to say that dal, and you go with the regular, I would have had a roiv? At the end of the day, you went ahead and you cut the entire thing via dayim, and part of what you cut, you showed up to the rav with the behemoth over here, and you're saying, is it kasher? I cut roiv b'kasheras, but then you cut in one ma'aseh shchita, you cut the entire thing. So what do you want us to do? Ignore the fact that you cut it and say, come with the din of rubrik kakulay and see a kilu is kulay shachet properly? It's not. You cut the whole thing. You weren't coming through the din of rubrik kakulay, and we have no choice but to pasul it. That would be pshat in the rabbanon over here. That would be pshat in the rabbanon possibly over here for why, when if you didn't do hagrama, then it's seder. But once you do hagrama, so then you took matters into your own hand, because and now there's no rubrik kakulay over here anymore. You have a psul of hagrama halacha meshim sin over here. Say this. That's what's shita Rabbi Yosi in terms of
what is he arguing
about? Right. So you could dan on this nekuda. You could dan. You could say that lemaisa he's able to say dal. Maybe you could say whatever. I'm going to speak about maybe a different nekuda, a different pshat for what Rabbi Yosi has, which would answer your question also. But for now, I would say, yeah, they're gufa daning on this nekuda, possibly. This nekuda of, could you say dal and say, I have rubik kakulay, or not, at this point. Which is not so gushmak. But That's what I would say for now. So back to the kasha now. So feed these rishonim. What are we going to do with the Gemara on your test? The Gemara has come out in the first that there's no din of in Rav Huna's side of the third shlish that there's no tzad that in Rav Huna's side that there's a din of Rubik Kekule. It says that by shechita he doesn't hold of it. So how are we saying now that's the regular din of Rubik Kekule over here by shechita to feed these rishonim? The oed another kasha, and this is a kasha that you have to work out if you everyone and. Probably different ways to work it out, but what's pshat over here? Even if you hold it, let's say I'm asking this on the rishonim that I'm talking about, but even another rishonim batsim. What's pshat that lafi the rabbanon hold of rubik kakula b'chol ter kula and shchita na? What happened by shchita? Why did he get gypped from rubik kakula b'shchita? Why not? And another kasha is that if you look at the gemara on chavchas, brings down a brace over there that talks about the halacha l'moshe misinai that was taught to Moshe, and in there, one of the halachos of Moshe Misina is gufa the din that this din that of roiv says the lamish instead of Moshe al haveshev al kanev al roiv achad be'oiv al roiv shnayim bebehima. I want to know. I was bothered. What exactly is being mechadish to us by this halachos of Moshe Misina? Saying there's a din of achir ram lahatais, kol terakula. There's a din of rubei kakulai. So what exactly was mechadish over here in the hilchos of Moshe Misina over here that there's a din of Rubei Kekule? What's going on? So, these are the questions. So, I wanted to say maybe we could say a chiddush over here. It's a chiddush. But maybe we could say that there's two dinim going on over here. What are we talking about? That there's the alagamena din of Rubei Kekule that we have in Kol Terakula. And then, like we spoke out, that you have, when you do a roiv, you see in the roiv, the rave will fear ice for us, and din will take the rest, whatever you need, whatever the call was, it will take us to the rest and give us the din of the call and make it like your mamash on the call. But maybe there's this chadash to us over here, a halacha mesh misina, attack a new chiddush in rave. Maybe it was the other tzad of what Rubik Kekule is that it's not pshat that we need to take the rave and make it into the 100%, into the whatever we're talking about that needs that of the call. Pshat is, and this chadash to us is that the ruba over here by shchita has the ganskite in it. It's a bigger chiddush. It's a trot weiter in the rubei kakuloi of kol terakuloi that the rubei of the kana has the ganskite in the rubei itself. And im kain, we can maybe answer up these questions. That Rabbi Yosi, when the Gemara on your test says that the when the Gemara comes out that the ana b'shchita kamina that they don't have this din of that the Rabbanon don't have this din of Rubik Kekula, you meant the din of Rubik Kekula by Shechita. This was Nischadash to us by Hilchos al Moshe Misina. This was the Halacha al Moshe Misina that was Nischadash to us, that not a step past the regular din of Rubik Kekula, that even over here, the Reiv Alein has the Ganskite in it, and that's what the Rabbanon are asking to. Im Kain, Rabbi Yossi says, you do Reiv, that's it, you have the Ganskite in here, and after that, everything's Beseder. Rabbanon, they don't hold that. They don't hold this din. They don't have this din, and that's how they're not. They don't have the din of rubei kakulei when you have agrama. But avada, the rishonim, these rishonim would hold that if you do roiv without agrama, so then what's the problem? In a chanami, I don't have the din, the new chiddush of rubei kakulei of shchita, but I have the alagamena din of kol terakula of rubei kakulei. I have the regular din of rubei kakulei of kol terakula. So if you do a good maisa of roiv, a good shchita on roiv. And then that mice on the roiv could be mamshech a kosher shchita till the kol. Then everything's beseder. But to say that the shchita was finished with the roiv and to knock out my hagrama to say that's nothing that he never had. And that could be pshat in the chiddush over here of the halacha mishum misina. That would answer also what the difference is between shchita and kol terakula. Why they would hold of rubei kakulei b'kol terakula and they would not hold of it over here. And that would answer a few of these rishonim, how could they juggle these two things over here to have the rubei kakulei but not have it when you have agrama. They don't have this extra chiddush, but they have the old din of rubei kakulei. And I think the lashonis of Rashi now make a lot of sense. It bothered me that Rashi in the Mishnah, when he explained Rabbi Yosi, and especially on your test, Rashi over there says that rubei kakulei, Rashi says the lashon like this. Rashi says rubei kakulei, you feared us the shchita. You finished the shchita beruba. Your mom is cutting up, in your house, you're cutting up the basar, it's ready to shach at the sign. If we're coming to, if Rashi is talking about the regular dinner of Rubei Kekulei, then he should say some of the lamdas. He should at least bavarn the tzad that you're doing hagrama in the kulei. He doesn't mention a word over here or in the Mishnah that there's any type of lamdas of that you shechted roiv, so kilu rubai. I don't have a problem with you if you talk it out and you want to say that Rabbi Yossi argues on the fact that the Hagrama won't mess up a Rubei Kekulei and you can say da, whatever it is. But to just say without any lumdas, to say the gamar lo shchita beruba umikan ve'elach mechadar bas l'shul ma'alma, that's a very strong lashon when you're coming to with a big chiddush of Rubei Kekulei, of the old Rubei Kekulei, and ignoring the fact that there's Hagrama in the Maisa. So I think to see this would be very geshmak to answer. To say this bar.
Just, what's this hadish in the Halacha? Why do you need it?
Why do you need both?
First of all, I'm saying there's a Mishnah Hakmina. The Hagrama, you get Hagrama. The fear of Yezi, Hagrama would have been possible if not for the dinner of the Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Hagrama would be possible. Like Darbana. It's a major Rebach. I was just trying to see if the Lashonis work out in the other Rashis. The Maisa, you could ask maybe, like, if you go back to the Sugya of Rav and Shmuel. So, Rav and Shmuel said that we hold like Rabbi Yossi by this din of Rubei Kekulei, but we didn't say this din by the Tabas Gdela. So, Shartabas. By Shartabas, we don't say that. The Rabbi Yossi didn't say the din of Rubei Kekulei. So, it could be, it's actually Gishmak at this point. Like, like he says, this din of shechita, this new din of shechita, is only a special din in the actual cutting of the shechita. This is where it said the Rubei is the ganzkeit in it. But to give a din of a makam kana with Rubei Kekulei, azayva he didn't go. So that maybe you could say, okay, that's not that's what. One second. Let me just speak out the next one because that's, I'm going to ask Hasha and then we'll get back to that. But then the Gemara says that Rav Shmuel say that on the Rav Tabas it doesn't work. It does not work over there. Because that doesn't have this chiddush of Shechita that was noisif to us by Shechita. And the regular din of Rubei Kekulei doesn't work there either, because Rubei Kekulei doesn't create Mekoymas for you. Yeah? It doesn't create Mekoymas for you. So if you don't have the Makim Kasher Shechita, so Rabbanan are not gonna have it, Rabbi Yossi is not gonna have it. So that's what Rav Shmuel is saying. But then the problem is the next step of the Gemara, when Rabbi Yossi is arguing, he's like, Rabbi Yossi, no, I even have it over here. And Rashi says, interesting lesson, I was thrown out, I'm like, yeah, this far, I don't even know if it's going to work. Rashi says, I was bothered. This has nothing to do with what I just said. This one thing is a din in the halacha umesh misina of the cutting of the shechita is the ganzkeit in the roiv. And this is a din of making a makim in the tabas, the roiv tabas. But then I realized maybe it's mamish. It could still be very good. Why? Because the fear what I'm saying is I'm saying that the roiv, the fear of Yosi, the ganzkeit of the shechita is in the roiv. So the Mela, Rabbi Yosi says that what's tabas? The tabas goes around the kana and it says that you have the tkifas of the kana for the makam of the shechita. So normally, when it doesn't go fully around, we said that it's a little bit, the kana is weak, and then it's going to be bottled to the tabas, maybe, and it's going to lose the din of kana, you're not going to be able to shecht over here. But Rabbi Yossi, maybe with his chiddush, the original chiddush that Taka said, Taka could say that it could also work for the roiv tabas. Why? Because he sees the kana, the roiv of the kana has a ganzkeit of a shechita in it. So once he sees, for the halacha l'mesh misina, that the roiv of the kana alain has a ganzkeit, it's not just through that you have to smam a shechita the whole thing cut. In that roiv alain, you have a full ma'is l'shchita of the ganzkeit in the roiv. So he says, you know what, I could take it even a step weiter. I could say if roiv tabas goes around, even if tabas even goes around roiv of the kane, but etzem roiv has a full tkifas to itself, has a chashivas to itself, it has a kayach to its own right. So he could say that tabas, even if it's not go fully around and the other part of the shtikl shvach, it's fine. It goes around a full mokim, which is etzem a full mokim shchita in its own right, even without extending it to the next step.
So you're not saying
Rubei Kekulei
then?
So it's Taka, the alagamin of Rubei Kekulei of...
Why? Rubei Kekulei, the Kana, and the Tabas, it's Kasha,
but no. No, but I'm saying, but it's an extra chiddush, because Rav Shmuel argument is, what are they arguing about? Lemaisa, there's the whole Kana, even though there's a ganzkeit in the Roiv, the whole Kana could be used for the makam of the Roiv. So So maybe that was the need between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yaisi. Rav Yaisi said, listen, once I have a ganskai and a roiv, so I could use roiv tabas and say, under there, there's a ganskai. The fact that over here is shvach, what do I care about that? I have a ganskai over here. Rav Shmuel said, listen, the full kana is makim where you could find your ganskai of your roiv. And if in that there's a chalishos, so then maybe you're going to lose out on you can't create a kana, you can't say that the whole kana, or even the roiv of it, has that chashivas of the kana. Maybe.
You can wear a